effective qualities and skills of an instructional designer. Instructional design is the practice of designing an engaging and well-organized instructional and learning material to achieve a given objective. Importance of instructional designer. Instructional designer could help the learners to move from an unfavorable attitude to favorable attitude towards learning. He or she can help in positively influencing the attitude of the learners towards the subject matter, topic, or course material. Develops learner-centric courses without bombarding him or her with unnecessary and intimidating information, which might result in his or her losing interest. They can motivate learners by addressing the benefits of the course for the learner in clear terms. So, what are the prerequisites of an effective instructional designer? Instructional designers should have to set clear expectations before starting the storyboarding. They need to be prepared with a basic outline, broad objectives of the course, and a list of questions on the content. Should think of content flows, interactivities, and assessments that go into making an instructionally sound course. Should be able to view content from the perspective of learners. Understand learners' concerns and address them while designing the course. It is important for IDs to understand the profile of the learners and his or her personality to decide on suitable format for the course. Objectives of the course and learners' needs and capabilities have to be kept in mind throughout the design process. Also, they need to understand the content by working closely with SMEs. IDs should have the ability to visualize graphics, user interface, interactions, and the finished product and write scripts, scenarios, and instructions accordingly. They also should have the ability to chunk the content effectively. Also, they should have the ability to write scripts, scenarios, and instructions clearly. Now, what are the skills needed to be an effective instructional designer? Instructional designers should be open-minded, self-directed, and self-motivated. IDs should have to understand the learning needs of the target group. They also should have the ability to organize the content in a succinct and logical manner by weeding out unnecessary information from large volumes of content as per the need. They should have the ability to gather and organize information. Should have the ability of how to connect with learner. Think of how much more challenging it is to make learners feel at home in the e-learning context. One of the challenging skills of an ID is to ensure learners are motivated and receptive to the course, especially in an e-learning context. And here's an alternate on that last line. I said skills because that would be the grammatically correct, but let me read it as it's written. One of the challenging skill of an ID is to ensure learners are motivated and receptive to the course, especially in an e-learning context. Online courses, with other training solutions, are said to be effective when performance-based objectives are achieved within the specified time. Therefore, IDs need to develop meaningful learning objectives. Provide a course map or a virtual tour of the way the course is organized, introducing the navigation and UI elements. IDs need to highlight the benefits of taking the course right at the outset to gain better participation. It would also help to include icebreaker questions that encourage active intellectual and emotional participation of the learners. Presents the course content logically for better clarity. Instructional designers must self-check the design and storyboards so that they are more effective. Instructional designers need to use their imagination to engage and involve the learners in the process. If they keep this in mind, they are likely to develop an effective learning experience. IDs could provide suitable assessment to learners so that they are reminded of what they have learned so far and can measure their success. Give some flexibility to the learners by checking what they already know and letting them skip portions based on their pre-course assessments. Make the learner feel good about progress by reminding them of what they have already looked at and how it now ties in with the current topic being taught. If learners don't know why they are doing something, they will not engage with the task. Provide periodic feedback to express genuine appreciation when learners succeed. Checklist for instructional designer. Checklist is an important reference tool. It helps evaluate an e-learning course and identify ways of making it more powerful. Let's look at some parameters that could be used as quick reference tools while analyzing any instructional content. The learning objectives must satisfy the performance, condition, and criteria specifications, and it should be measurable. It is very important to bring in transition or a connecting sentence between successive screens or paragraphs. The information on the screen should map the screen title. Questions that directly map the learning objectives need to be asked. All the parameters need to be followed and implemented as they play a vital role in making an e-learning course effective. To read more such articles, please visit blog.comlabindia.com. Thank you.